What is your name?
Oh, my name is Sophie Stepper.
When did you join the Denver unit of WOSL?
I joined the Denver unit in 1968.
What branch of the service did you serve in?
I joined the Army Nurse Corps.
Did you volunteer?
No, yes, I did.
Why did you volunteer?
By the patriotic feeling that existed at that time. I had the feeling of being left behind. When other nurses were joining through the Red Cross, I was declared essential in the civilian hospital. Therefore, my application was rejected by Washington for 2 years.
What did you do before you came in the Army Nurse Corps?
I took my nurse's training at the New Asbury Hospital in Minneapolis, a course in operating room technique at the Michael Reese Hospital in Chicago, and then before I went into the service, I worked as superintendent of a private hospital in New York City.
What did you do in the Army Nurse Corps?
In the service, I worked mostly in the operating room and occasionally in the delivery and labor rooms.
How long were you in the Army?
I was in the Army for 20 years.
Where did your travels take you?
I went to India during the last part of the war and to the Philippines, Germany, and Japan with the occupation forces.
What kind of housing did you have when you were in the service?
It was an 8-year housing. In India, we lived in cantonment type of buildings with thatched roofs and screened windows and doors and cement floors. They were comfortable except for the termites and bugs. During the rainy season, the water came through the roof. Our quarters in the Philippines were quonset hut type and comfortable. But during typhoon season, we moved into more solid quarters. The quarters in Germany and Japan were apartment type with 2 or 3 nurses living to each apartment. That's
all. What kind of medical care did you get when you were in the Army?
I had good medical care when I needed it.
What kind of uniforms did you wear?
During the war, we wore regulation uniforms, both on and off duty. And during the occupation, we wore civilian dress off duty.
Tell me some of your experiences.
There were many experiences. I will mention 2. When the war was over in Japan, I was sent. When the war was over in India, I was sent TDY to Calcutta. There, we processed all the Americans who were prisoners of Japan. These were soldiers, sailors, and missionaries, and all other civilians that were imprisoned. The largest number of sailors on my ward came from the battleship Houston, who had been prisoners for 4 years. In the Philippines, we tried to help the leopard colony by purchasing beds and other items for them. In Germany, one Christmas, I recall we adopted a small town and exchanged Christmas gifts with them. And in return, we were treated to a wonderful Christmas program. It was all in German.
What required the greatest adjustment for you when you went in the Army Nurse Corps?
Learning to salute and keeping the enlisted personnel rank separated.
What did you do after your Army Nurse Corps service was concluded?
I worked in a nursing home for a few months and then took retirement.
What has being a member of WOSL meant to you? Any thoughts you'd like to share with us about belonging to WOSL?
I enjoyed being a member of WOSL. Our members are various groups of Red Cross and enlisted women. I think it is important for many retired single women, many that do not have relatives close by and have someone that cares, and when they become ill, who will see that they are not left all alone. The conventions are always enjoyable and something to look forward to each year.
Thank you very much, Sophie.